This variety of R&B with Cliff Winston, Diana Steele, 804. Hello, the day before Valentine's Day.
Oh, we're getting close. A lot of people without Valentine's are tripping right about now because they think they need to have one. I say get through the day, you know, go out with friends, have a good time, you know, and just enjoy life. I mean, it's too much pressure.
Remind me to cancel those reservations I made.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night. 804, some clouds, fog out there, and 68 for the high, so we're back to normal,
here.
Huh?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And guess who's joining us? One of our favorite ladies.
Miss Yvonne.
Relationship expert Yvonne Chase is with us.
Hey, Cliff. Hi, Diana.
Also, hello, mommy.
We call her the Internet Explorer.
That's
about
cute.
This. Yeah, you just went on. Hey, tell us about this date you went on.
Wait, I got to read this. I got this email from this guy the other day. He wants to take me out, right? He says, I'm a 48-year-old man who loves art, jazz, basketball, kids, and most of all, a sensual, intelligent woman. Check this out.
That sounds good.
He's seeking a model, a friend, a muse to inspire and spend time with. It gets better. I love women of color in all ways. He's white. Uh-huh. I seem to be both attracted to and receive interest from women of African descent. We seem to match in lifestyle, appearance, emotions, and socially. And luckily for me, they are the most beautiful in the world. I'm looking for someone who would model for me, from thin and small to curvaceous and tall. Oh. Healthy is all I am looking for, but need intelligence and passion to get the most out of our sessions.
Sessions?
What sessions is he talking about?
Oh, he sounds like a freak. That's the
exactly.
That's what scares
if
me
you
about
read
that.
Between the lines, he
something
wants sex.
With him.
So where'd you guys go? Where'd you?
I didn't go anywhere. I sent him a polite, no thank you.
But you know, you've dated men of all races. You're an African-American woman, but you don't restrict color.
No, I don't. You can't. Not in today's day and time, living in Los Angeles. You can't be so restrictive. I mean.
I agree.
I don't. If we look at the core of what relationships are about, color really doesn't matter.
But even on the last date, let's face it, with the Russian.
I went out with the Russian.
And the guy brought a translator with him. He didn't speak English. I mean, come on. You're not that.
So look, Cliff, if you find me a date, right, one of the requirements is he must speak clear English.
Fluent.
Because this dude, he did not speak English well, and he brought a translator, and so there were three of us on a date.
Oh, wait.
It was the strangest date I've ever been on.
But that whole language barrier could come in handy.
How?
I want a woman who can just say yes.
Right.
By the way, the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plane. I just thought I'd let you know that. 807, Yvonne Chase. Now, you know what? I got into an argument. It wasn't an argument. I was defending the honor of L.A. men. Okay, I was talking to Diana, okay? And Diana, tell me the things you said about L.A. men.
Well, and being from out of the area, and this is one reason I didn't want to raise my kids here, L.A. breeds within people this desire that they have to be famous and that nothing is ever enough.
I call it the something better syndrome. I call it the grass is greener syndrome. There are a lot of men out here that meet great women every day, all day, but they don't commit. They don't have that relationship with them because they're always shopping for something better. And when you're always shopping for something better, you will always lose out on what you have. Because after a while, that good woman is going to be like, you know what? I don't deserve this. I deserve better. I'm out of here. And you will constantly be looking for better and better. And that's why you see so many 50-year-old men up in the club.
Okay, but look.
Oh.
Isn't she still looking too? Because once she...
Well, of course. But she doesn't have... I'm not saying that there aren't women that have that syndrome too. But I've experienced it since I've been here. So I know what Diana's talking about.
And you're from where?
Originally?
Yeah.
The Bahamas. But I came here from New York.
Those guys just want to swim and pedal their canoes.
Oh, and
you know, they flirt with the tourists. That's their whole thing.
Because the image here is that you have to have this, you know, this stunner. You have to have this woman with you that all your friends are going to go, wow.
And
know,
meanwhile, that woman is not, I mean, and I'm not saying women like that aren't intelligent, aren't smart, don't add value to the relationship, but you got to look past that.
Okay, look.
Arm candy is cute, but, you know, when you're sick, and, you know, life gets rough. You need somebody that's going to listen to you, somebody that's going to understand what you're going through. You know, and that arm candy get tired after a while. It's like, okay, I ain't really getting what I need from this woman.
I believe you can have it all in one woman. But look, here's a deal.
Agreed.
Who has a problem with L.A. men? What is it about L.A. men? I'm an L.A. man. Look at me. I'm great.
Okay, what's your story, Cliff?
My boy Miles is L.A. man. But look, I want to talk to the ladies. I want them to call in at 888-696-1003. Joe, you from LA?
And can I tell you something, Cliff? But wait a minute. I was in JFK. I went to visit my parents last week, and I was sitting in the airport, and I met this woman, and we were talking about L.A., and she said to me, she told me, she said, if you want to have a relationship, you need to move. Because all of her friends that have been, they've been living here for years, 20 years strong.
See?
And they are single, single,
That's
single
right.
as the day is long.
Huh.
And I've been here 3 years.
Huh.
And I've been single, single, single as the day is long.
Wow.
Maybe it's L.A. women. But here's the numbers, 888-696-1003. You hear what Yvonne's talking about. You hear what Diana's saying. They're saying L.A. men are not living up to the expectation. What's wrong with L.A. men? Okay, I want to get your opinions.
You're
here.
You're a hot mess. That's what's wrong, Cliff.
You guys sound like some bitter.
No, it's not bitter. We're having a conversation. We're trying to change the world one conversation at a time. That's all it is.
You know what? L.A. men.
What?
Most guys are from other places anyway. Okay,
but they come here and they get caught up.
That's right.
Anybody
it takes
caught.
A strong person to not get caught up in this vicious cycle.
That's right.
And most people come here and they don't know what the cycle is, and they get whirled right into it.
Help me protect my cougars. All right, 810. Let me see what the other ladies have to say about L.A. men. I think L.A. men are great, don't you? Right. In fact, I was talking to my valet the other day as he was holding the mirror.
Okay.
It's 810. Let's get a traffic update with Gianna. Hey, Gianna.
He loves his cook.